Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Sunny Sumter, Executive Director of the DC Jazz Festival. It's wonderful to be here with you, Jason.
Yes, it's become an annual tradition to talk to you, except usually, you know, we do it in person, and now we can't. So glad you're still putting it on. This year, it's going to run June 21st through the 29th, except this year, we're calling it DC Jazz Fest From Home, presented by Live From Our Living Room. So give me a little bit of, you know, before we get into the actual slate of musicians, give me an overview of, like, how this whole COVID thing went down. Like, are you guys monitoring the situation saying, oh, crap, we have Jazz Fest coming up? You know, how do you – take me through the decision-making of, like, making it go online.
Well, look, we decided back in March that we needed to postpone the festival. We were one of the first national jazz festivals that made the decision to cancel, or at least to postpone, our summer festival. So the actual June festival citywide that will, with fingers crossed, happen in some small way perhaps, has been postponed to the fall. And once we get some idea from public health and from the mayor's office of how we can work with venue partners, because we have 40 of them citywide here in D.C., then we'll figure out what we will do. In the meantime, we thought it was very important to do something. Our jazz musicians, our musician artists around the city, their work has dried up, you know, like restaurants, like hotels, like the entertainment industry. And we thought we should find some way this month that they were counting on, to, you know, every year for the past 16 years, we were writing checks to D.C.-based artists. So we wanted to continue in that mode. So we are starting this amazing series that we partnered with Live From Your Living Rooms, an organization out of New York that did something similar for New York-based musicians. They gave us a call and say, hey, would you like to partner with us? And we thought, absolutely, let's do it.
That's really exciting, and I'm glad you partnered up with them. But how does it actually work? Are all the, you know, artists in their own separate rooms, like we've seen, you know, with a Zoom call with our family or something, or getting together under the same roof for, like, a virtual broadcast or something?
Well, we want to be responsible, as do our partners, Live From Our Living Rooms. And so in line with social distancing practices, all of the shows, all the presentations will include soloists or small groups residing under the same roof. And that way we're doing our part to really flatten the curve. And the idea is that we have musicians from all over the country, Jason, participating in this. We've got several Washington-based artists, but also some of the finest from around the country have agreed to lend their art, to this cause, so that at the end of the day, we're raising money for DC-based artists, and they'll be able to actually apply for funding that they can use to support their lives.
Awesome. Yeah, take me into what you just said about you're raising funds for the artists. Are they accepting donations?
So it's a donation-based 9-day, amazing 9-day consecutive Live From Your Living Rooms festival and fundraiser. And donations will be filtered through the GoFundMe portal, which is very popular here, and will provide relief to DC-based artists. They'll apply for the financial aid, and we'll give them $1,000 allocations that will be administered based on needs. It's going to be really fantastic for us to be able to do that. Overall, to be able to write a check to musicians, to artists during this time.
Awesome. All right. Without further ado, let's go line up. Let's take it chronologically. I'll say the day, and then you can tell me who's performing, and then, you know, any tidbits you know, if you know anything about this particular artist. So kicking it off, Sunday, June 21st, who do we got?
So we've got a Meet the Artist interview with National Endowment for the Arts jazz master Dee Dee Bridgewater. She is an incredibly world-renowned vocalist. And she'll be in conversation with our artistic director, Willard Jenkins, talking about her life, talking about how important, it is for her to do the work that she does as a performer, but also as a teacher, as an educator. And she will also be helping to raise money. So we're excited that Dee Dee's joining us. We've got Marshall Keys, who Washington Life said was DC's secret treasure. I believe that Marshall Keys is a fantastic saxophonist, lives in D.C., really is amazing to watch and hear, really got a great sound. And then Helen Sung is quite a phenomenal emerging jazz artist, but wonderful in her own right, and she plays piano. She'll be at 8:30 in performance. Marshall's at 7 p.m.
Now, that's a killer first day. All right, day
Absolutely.
Two, Monday, June 22nd. Who do we have there?
We've got a 3 o'clock Meet the Artist interview that I'm conducting with Sarah Hughes. Sarah Hughes is a teacher, but she's a wonderful saxophonist, and she is a painter. She's an amazing visual artist. So I'm going to talk to her about her work. Also, Aquia Dixon is a cellist at 7 p.m. And then we've got world-renowned violinist Regina Carter and her husband, Alvesta Garnett, who plays drums, that will be performing out of Detroit at 8:30.
It's exciting that they're going to be calling in from all these different towns. All right, day 3, Tuesday, June 23rd. Who's playing?
We've got Dave Douglas on trumpet doing a 3 p.m. masterclass, followed by Emmett Cohen, who lives in New York. He'll be doing a 7 p.m. performance. And then Oren Evans, who's really a very exciting and popular musician out of Philadelphia, who'll be doing a performance at 8:30 on piano.
Awesome. Day 4, Wednesday, June 24th. Who we got?
We've got Randy Brecker performing with his wife, Ada Robati, on trumpet and saxophone at 7, followed by Jane Bunnett, who she's been at our festival a couple of times. She plays saxophone and flute. Her claim to amazing international fame is that she works directly with Cuban artists, and she brings them to the United States and presents them all around the country. Her shows are usually sold out, and we're so delighted that she's lending her talents to us at 8:30 that evening.
Awesome. Day 5, Thursday, June 25th. I recognize some of these names. Tell our listeners.
I love Heidi Martin. She's actually on our staff. She leads our DC Bop Storytelling Hour. It's for young, our earliest budding learners, ages 18 months to 6 years old. So those of you who have young children, this is perfect for you. At 11 a.m., she's doing a storytelling for kids. In the evening at 7 p.m., Chelsea Green graduated from the University of Maryland, teaches at Berkeley. She is renowned now. She just got on the board of governors for the Recording Academy, the Grammys. She's going to lend her violin voice to us at 7 o'clock, followed by Aaron Myers, who is a great friend on piano and voice. He will be performing in his home right in D.C. at 8:30.
All right, and then day 6, Friday, June 26th. Who do we got here?
We've got an interview that Willard Jenkins, our artistic director, will be conducting with Marcus Strickland on saxophone at 3 o'clock. And then at 7, Elijah Balbed will be performing on saxophone. Elijah actually lives in D.C. And then at 8:30, we've got Marcus coming back, Marcus Strickland, and he'll be performing a solo performance on saxophone.
That'll be great. You get to hear from him in an interview, and then you get to watch him play. Day 7, Saturday, June 27th. Who's playing and talking then?
We've got Warren Wolf, who's based in Baltimore. He teaches and leads the jazz program with Sean Jones at the Peabody Conservatory. And Warren's on vibraphone in an interview with Willard Jenkins. He's actually doing that interview with me at 3 o'clock. And then he will be performing at 8:30 that same day. In between at 7 p.m., we've got a Latin jazz trio called Chameleon Beats, and they are really exciting to hear, and it'll be nice to see them in their living rooms performing jazz music.
Cool. Day 8, Sunday, June 28th. Who's in that day?
We've got Taurus Mateen, that's on the famous Jason Moran Badwagon Trio. If you've seen Jason at the Kennedy Center, the bass player Taurus Mateen is being featured on the 28th. He'll be doing an interview at 3 o'clock, and then he's got a 7 p.m. performance with his wife, Tamika Love Jones, and spoken word artist Dana Hawkins. He'll be doing that in his home at 7. And then Joe Lovano. I'm so glad that Joe, he's out of Ohio, has decided to do this with his wife, Judy Silvano, who's on voice. They'll be performing at 8:30.
Awesome. And then last but not least, on day 9, Monday, June 29th,
we're ending the Live from Your Living Room series with Reginald Sinjay. He's on trombone. He leads the jazz program at Duke Ellington School for the Arts. He is an amazing trombonist. He'll be in conversation at 3 o'clock, and then he's got a 7 p.m. performance. Closing it out is the famous bassist John Clayton and his son. John plays bass, and his son Gerald Clayton is on piano, and they're out of Detroit, although they might be in New York right now. I'm actually not sure where they're residing, and they're doing an 8:30 concert closing us out.
Well, that sounds like a great lineup. That's 9 days in a row of people from all over the country and also some really, really cool local musicians, too. Anything else you want to say before we – and I know you guys have been this since 2005, and this is a little bit of a different year here. So maybe for our listeners who, you know, maybe it's a tradition for them to come every year, why should they tune in for this? Or, you know, maybe some people, maybe for the first time, why should they check this one out?
Well, the D.C., we've been around for 16 years. We celebrated our monumental year in year 15. We had over 180,000 people from all over the country and even the world come to D.C. to celebrate jazz music. It was such a rich celebration of diversity and inclusion, and so much of what we're talking about today is represented in jazz. It's just been indicative of how the jazz community is. And so, when you see these musicians, when you go to the website, dcjazzfest.org, and you see the musician, you'll see diversity represented. It's something that we are very, that we stand by and something that's a part of our mission. And so we hope that you'll please join us and please help raise money so that we can provide these amazing artists with just money to be able to live during this very challenging time.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. We look forward to checking it all out. Again, everybody, it's the DC Jazz Fest from home, presented by Live from Our Living Rooms, and it runs 9 days in a row, June 20th through the 29th. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason.